Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, today was a catastrophic and utterly embarrassing day for the Republican Party after Republicans in the White House, all the way down to Republicans in Congress, were forced to reckon with their own lies about the Iran war. The administration went into full spin mode right after the United States and Israel decided to launch joint strikes against Iran, and now the Republicans who spun those lies for Donald Trump are facing the consequences. They are either walking back what they said just yesterday, or now they are arguing with their own words from just yesterday. I'm not even joking here. Let's jump in with Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who comes out and says, "This is war. This is what happens in war." But this is after he has spent the past 2 days arguing that this is not a war. So then the reporters are like, "Wait a minute, did you just call it a war?" And then he goes, no, that's not what I meant. I am telling you right now, every single Republican is humiliated by the fact that they have to run defense for the shitty operation where the administration can't even keep their story straight. Let me quickly walk you through all of the inherent contradictions that we've heard from this administration. Everything from why we started this war has been very, very unclear. For example, first they said it was because of the nuclear capabilities of Iran, but then Donald Trump said he actually wants the Iranian people to be free and to replace their regime, so that's regime change. But they then said there was an imminent threat coming from Iran, but they then said that imminent threat was actually the past 40 years of like terrorism that Iran has produced. So right there, they gave 4 to 5 different reasons, all contradicting each other at the same time. Donald Trump then said he does not want regime change. He then said that the regime should change. Donald Trump then said he wants to replace the Ayatollah and he has a list of moderate people to replace the supreme leader. He then says, "Wait a minute, we killed all of them, so we actually don't have anybody to replace the supreme leader." Over and over, they have been contradicting their own intelligence on this. And right after Marco Rubio, which we'll talk about in 1 minute, right after Marco Rubio essentially says that Israel dragged us into this war, Donald Trump then goes out and contradicts Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio then came out today and contradicted himself from yesterday. I'm sorry if this is getting confusing, but the point that I'm trying to make is the administration officials are not only contradicting each other, but they're contradicting their own words from just yesterday. So if you want more of this, make sure you drop a like and subscribe for more breaking news content that just punches back against all of the BS we hear from this administration. Okay, you know, let's start with Mark Wayne Mullen literally yesterday saying this isn't a war. Don't call it a war.
Here's, we gave them an opportunity
for diplomacy
to
choice?
Work and it didn't.
Is this not a war of choice? Choice. The president ran, and did the president not run on not starting a war with Iran?
He ran on two things, ending wars. He's ended 8 of them. And he also
he
ran
started
on keeping
this one.
America safe. This isn't a war. We haven't declared war.
Everybody
Wait,
hold
on. Wants to
hold
say
on.
War,
I want to play the Secretary
Iraq.
Of the Secretary of Defense, who calls himself the Secretary of War, said today this is a war. Let's watch.
We set the terms of this war from start to finish. We didn't start this war, but under President Trump, we are finishing it.
Okay, so Mark Wayne Mullen yesterday decided the hill that he wants to die on is saying this isn't even a war. This isn't even a war at all. Now watch what he says after a closed-door Senate briefing. He walks out and he goes, "This is war." And all the reporters go, "Wait a minute, weren't you the one that was saying this wasn't war?"
Are there measures yes. being taken not Go to ahead. Eliminate other possible alternatives to leadership?
This is war, and we're taking out the threat. And if you're part of the threat, then you have then you're a target. You know, what we'd call not all the arrows, but going after the archers.
You'll concede yes. this is war. You'll concede this is war.
We haven't declared war. They declared war
the
on us, but we haven't.
War, Secretary Hegseth.
Senator, we haven't declared just now. You yeah. said this is war.
They've called it war. What I was saying. Okay. Well, that was a misspoke. What I was saying that they've declared war on us, but war is ugly. It always has been ugly.
Ooh, this guy got frazzled. This guy got scrambled. He goes, "Well, that was a misspoke." He literally says it wrong. He says, "Go, that was a misspoke." Listen.
This is war.
They called it war. What I was saying. Okay. Well, that was a misspoke. What I was saying that they've declared war on us, but war is ugly. It always has been ugly. But we're, you know, we're at a We're taking out a regime that's been trying to attack us for quite some time.
But you're not conceding this is war.
We have declared war. So if we haven't declared war, then I don't see that. The president hasn't asked us to declare war yet, but they have declared war on us. We're just simply fighting the threat that's
You know, as much as I love seeing the Democrats in Congress push back on this hard, it's like we don't even need to push back. They're just fighting with themselves. Mark Wayne Mullen is arguing with himself in this clip. Who's the one that said it wasn't a war yesterday? Himself. Then he says it was a war. Then we have Mark Wayne Mullen earlier this morning saying war is ugly. This was him on Fox News. And you know, this went super viral because he speaks in this clip as if he's some sort of veteran who's been on the ground, but people pointed out this guy has never been to war. He's not a veteran. Why is he speaking like he's smelled and tasted the war zone? Listen.
And direct on what we could expect. War is ugly. It smells bad. And if anybody's ever been there and been able to smell the war that's happened around you and taste it and feel it in your nostrils and hear it, it's something that you'll never forget. And it's ugly. And fortunately, you have Secretary Hegseth.
Okay, this is a mess. He called him President Hegseth. He called it a war when he says it's not a war, even though it is. And then he acts like he's been deployed. Just a quick spoiler alert. This guy has never served. This guy has never signed up for combat, never in any capacity, just been a Congress member. So for him to say, you'll be able to taste the war, smell the war, it fills your nostrils and you hear it. Buddy, what are you LARPing as? You're not actually a combat veteran. You're not a veteran whatsoever. I want to show you a clip that CNN put together of Republicans giving conflicting messages on this war. It is complete contradictions from every single Republican. And that is a very, very real criticism that we could have here. So there's a few different criticisms that you can apply. Obviously, the strikes are illegal in the first place. There's obviously the humanitarian aspect, 100 school children dead in Iran, 4 U.S. service members dead. There's also the taxpayers. There's like, hey, wait a minute, we didn't sign up for this. We don't want to send our taxpayer dollars over there. There's also the hypocrisy argument, right? That Donald Trump ran on no new wars and ending all wars, and he's starting a new one. All of these arguments are very valid, but I think something that is very, very just brazen and clear to the average American, even if they don't pay attention to politics, is that this administration is contradicting each other. I have friends who aren't really very political, like they don't really pay attention that much. And even they, when I was talking to them, even they understood, like, wait a minute. So Trump is just contradicting what he said 8 months ago about us obliterating their nukes? And I said, yep, but it gets worse. They're saying that this is not a war or a regime change. And they're like, wait a minute, but no, we did just go to war. So it very much so breaks through to people when you show them the contradictions at play.
And we may have casualties. That often happens in war.
I don't know if this is technically a war.
We didn't start this war, but under President Trump, we are finishing it.
This isn't a war. We haven't declared war.
The Secretary of Defense, who calls himself the Secretary of War, said today this is a war.
We set the terms of this war from start to finish.
Nobody should classify this as war. It is combat operations.
War is hell and always will be.
Strategic strikes are not war.
I guess the Congress people that you saw in that clip are all convinced that it's not a war because that would mean that they would have had to have done their job beforehand to authorize this. But it does seem like we're in a war.
I mean, we absolutely are. War is not just defined as an entire global world war where countries are all crossing arms. No. We have 6 troops that died because we in Israel struck a country, killed their leader, and we are now continuing to escalate the battle after they struck our bases back. What else do you call it when we strike a country, they strike our bases, we strike them back, they strike back? That is simply called a war with another country. And guess who drug us into this war? Israel. Guess who admitted that? Marco Rubio. Now, I can't tell if I want to show you what he said today, where he walks his statement back, or should I start with what he said yesterday? Okay, let's start with what Rubio said yesterday on camera, because today he says the exact opposite. If you pay attention closely, what Rubio is admitting here is that the United States only entered this war, it is a war, because Netanyahu was going to strike and we jumped in.
The second question that's been asked is, why now? Well, there's two reasons why now. The first is it was abundantly clear that if Iran came under attack by anyone, the United States or Israel or anyone, they were going to respond and respond against the United States. The orders had been delegated down to the field commanders. It was automatic, and in fact, it bared to be true, because in fact, within an hour of the initial attack on the leadership compound, the missile forces in the south and in the north, for that matter, had already been activated to launch. In fact, those had already been pre-positioned. The third is the assessment that was made that if we stood and waited for that attack to come first before we hit them, we would suffer much higher casualties. And so the president made the very wise decision. We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties and perhaps even higher those killed. And then we would all be here answering questions about why we knew that.
Okay, you guys heard that, right? What Marco Rubio is essentially saying is that we struck because we were anticipating that they were going to strike us because of Israel. So Israel directly dragged us into this war. Well, guess what? Marco Rubio walks it back today. I'm going to title this video something like Trump Admin or Trump Team Walks It All Back After Their Disaster, because honestly, that is what happened. Is that not what happened? They're walking every single thing back that they said.
Yesterday you talked about Israel, Mr. Secretary.
Please, guys, I can't hear them all. Yes.
Yesterday you told us that Israel was going to strike Iran and that's why we needed to get involved. Today the president said that Iran was going to get
Yeah, your statement is false. So that's not what I was asked very specifically. Were you there yesterday?
Yes, I asked
okay.
a question.
No, were you the one that, because somebody asked me a question yesterday, did we go in because of Israel? And I said, you asked me that, you that follow-up. And I said, no. I told you this had to happen anyway. The president made a decision, and the decision he made was that Iran was not going to be allowed to hide behind its ballistic missile program, that Iran was not going to be allowed to hide behind its ability to conduct these attacks. That decision had been made. The president systematically made a decision to systematically destroy this terroristic capability that they had.
Okay, he's starting to lose it. He's systematically losing his systematic ability. Oh, he's losing it.
Destroy this terroristic capability that they had, and we carried that out. I was very clear in that answer. This was a question of timing, of why this had to happen as a joint operation.
He was not clear whatsoever. And to make matters even worse, here is Netanyahu last night on Fox News. Just keep in mind, Trump admin officials were pretty silent on the Sunday and Saturday following the strikes. They were rather silent. I mean, of course, Trump would post some things and that, but they didn't say much. You know who did come out and say a lot? Was Benjamin Netanyahu. Is this guy just running our foreign policy? Don't answer that, because the answer is yes.
You know, there are people that say, well, the prime minister of Israel dragged Donald Trump into it. And as somebody that's been friends with him over 30 years, nobody drags Donald Trump into anything, number one, but I want to get your reaction to that.
Jesus Christ. The best thing to do after that question is definitely an evil laugh. Listen, his response is to like take a beat and do an evil laugh.
To that.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's ridiculous. Donald Trump is the strongest leader in the world.
You know,
oh my God. Get off your knees, Netanyahu. What he does there is he's like, no, I'm not controlling Donald Trump by saying he's the best ever and pampering him like a baby. And to prove that, I'm going to pamper him like a baby and say he's the strongest leader ever. We just got updates a few hours ago when Trump was speaking that there was no evacuation plan for the U.S. embassies in the Middle East because everything happened so quickly. In my opinion, that only bolsters the theory that Netanyahu drug us into this because everything happened so incredibly quickly. Because if everything happened so incredibly quickly, that means we weren't getting ready. We didn't have the intelligence ready for this. Let me end this off with just a beautiful clip of Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican senator who decided to grill Kristi Noem for killing a dog. This is Republican on Republican violence right here. Senator Tom Tillis is retiring soon, so he's, you know, willing to say what he thinks. You know, I wish Republicans would do this more often, because damn.
Secretary, I read your book last week. And honestly, some of the parts of it impress me, but some of it distresses me. And I'll give you a good example of one that does. The passage where you talk about killing a dog that was 14 months old. I train dogs, all right? And you are a farmer. You should know better. You should know that if you're going out to a hunting lodge and you're putting pheasants out and you're putting dogs out, you don't take a puppy out there. A 14-month-old dog is basically a teenager in dog years. You decided to kill that dog because you had not invested the appropriate time in training, and then you have the audacity to go into a book and say it's a leadership lesson about tough choices. It's in your book. We could play it if we had time. At that same lunch hour, you killed a goat. And you killed the goat because you said it was behaving badly. You are a farmer. You don't castrate a goat. They behave badly. You should have probably done that before. But my point is, those are bad decisions made in the heat of the moment. Not unlike what happened up in Minneapolis. I expect we're an exceptional nation.
This is actually a really, really good point from Tom Tillis. I watched this earlier, of course, and I understood it. But if you think about it, we all made fun of her killing the dog because it was just fucked up. It's just animal cruelty, and it's an awful thing to do. But he's actually saying this is a broader pattern of Kristi Noem's lack of leadership in the heat of the moment. And then he points to multiple other examples where he says, in the heat of the moment, you make bad decisions, Kristi.
And one of the reasons we're exceptional is we expect exceptional leadership. And you've demonstrated anything but that in the time that I've seen you responding to the emergency.
Anything but that. Let me just end off with some updates, because the entire Republican Party is currently stepping on a rake. They have their hands tied behind their back. So like 90% of Republicans are just going along with it. Actually, almost all the Republicans are just going along with it in public. But we now have reports that in private, Senator Todd Young of Indiana, a Republican, went off about the White House and GOP's leadership handling of the Iran situation during the closed-door Republican lunch. And like, listen, I can imagine a Republican who's in his 70s or whatever, who's experienced a lot of normal politics, being so pissed off at the way this administration has handled this. Obviously, I'm not saying that that abdicates from any responsibility or anything, but I'm just saying that imagine your whole life playing it by the rules, and then you have to watch Marco Rubio lie and walk it back, then out after Marco Rubio is fucking, not Pete Hegseth, sorry, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Which of those three are the dumbest? I don't know. I'm gonna leave it there. Obviously, this is a very tragic situation. We're gonna continue to report it every day on the Adam Mockler feed. This administration does not know what they're doing. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.